Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
911 emergency.
Search goes on in San Francisco for the man known as the Zodiac Killer.
In New York, the search continues for the .44 caliber killer.
See if you can explain to me why I would want to be a Scientologist.
Betches Media presents...
Tell me we have a lead.
Stone Cold, no.
It was literally like the Hunger Games.
Not another true crime podcast.
What can I say? Tough titties.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
Welcome back to Not Another True Crime Podcast. It's your favorite host. We out here. Yeah, last week we covered part of the Casey Anthony case. We covered like the timeline of the disappearance and her portrayal in the media. If you haven't listened to it, go listen to that first.
Connect the dots.
Yeah. Connect the dots. Otherwise, you're going to be real confused. This week, we are continuing that case and we're going to talk about the trial, the verdict, the aftermath. Did I miss anything?
I think you hit it on the head.
Nailed it. I hit it on the head. No, I'm not going to make that joke. Okay.
Oh, God.
No, okay.
So we're going to jump right in.
Yeah,
we're
should we just give like a brief? Let's give a brief summary, right?
Yeah, you know, we talked about Casey Anthony last week.
Basically, her 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee, was missing for 31 days before they even told the police. Mm-hmm. Her remains were later found.
Casey had some questionable behavior during the time that the kid was missing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I.e. dancing on tables, hanging out with
I
DJs.
I
want to
know if she
kind of
won.
Having her second wind. Yeah.
Do you guys know, did she win the hot body contest?
You know, it's...
I want to know.
Is there a winner for that?
Yeah.
That's the winner winning, is
that's
misogyny.
Like, if you remember part one, that's like winning the haiku challenge at the bar Sarah goes to.
Yes.
You win,
someone did win it. I don't remember who it was, obviously.
Punderdome. Yeah.
Danny winning the Punderdome. Oh, he's like, God. I'm proud, but I can never tell anyone about
that's
this.
I would just be like, I would untag myself from the photos on Instagram. Just kidding.
Report this. It's like I'm in it and I don't like it.
Yeah. We've all decided. Sorry about that gurgle right there. We all have decided that Casey's actions were definitely questionable. And we are going to see, I guess, if the law also feels the same way. Because we're going to dive.
I like that we're just writing about this like people
watch
probably don't already know what happened.
Yeah,
y'all. Like, have you ever met someone who doesn't know about this case?
I don't usually ask it as a question on like a first date, first off, because I'm not dating, but
that'd be a twist.
That's key.
Yeah, if I was like, I just want to date just to see who knows about Casey Anthony. Is that okay, Robbie?
I think I was on a date and I brought up JonBenet Ramsey and I was like, oh my God, that's like where JonBenet Ramsey was killed and that's like how she was killed. And they were like, oh, I remember why, because I was on a date with this guy who like works with kids and he was telling me how like one of the kids like threw a flashlight at the other kid and it like hit the window.
Yikes.
And I was like, oh my God, that's how JonBenet Ramsey died. And he was like, what? And I had to go into this whole explanation of JonBenet Ramsey.
I mean, I'm a Capricorn. I like pizza.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
IPA is a good beer. Yeah. And he's like, weirdly, like, wow, I just have an early day with the kids tomorrow.
Yeah. He's like, oh, look at the time. I had to leave 10 minutes ago.
Did you have a second date?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Did you have a third date?
Not yet.
This is hot off the headlines.
This is
the hinge lines.
The hinge lines. Oh,
so
boy,
bad.
Oh boy.
You lose the Punderdome for
Punderdome.
That.
Yeah.
You lose. You stole fizzy lifting gas. All right. Anyway. This is the trial. I wish we had an echo.
Trial of the century.
Was that good?
Yeah, that was good.
Thanks so much, guys. I need the support. So the trial for Casey Anthony gets going April 13th, 2009. At this point, Casey's already been in jail for a couple years. Also, the jury selection...
A year, right?
I thought it had
been
like...
The jury selection... Oh, wait. Okay, yeah. The jury selection started in 2011, but...
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, or so when it starts, yeah. When it starts, it all, the whole thing took a little while, because also it took them a while to find a jury selection, because essentially this is unlike Scott Peterson, where they kind of let them live their lives, that they had to be sequestered for 8 weeks, which means that a lot of people couldn't take care of their families. They couldn't work. They couldn't
take time off of work. Yeah.
And obviously the media had already started this thing. So they had to find somebody that would, they had to find people that would essentially go in with no knowledge, but essentially open.
Like no opinion, and I guess.
Since it's a hard one to not have an opinion.
Yeah. But you know, the documentary that I watched, again, Casey Anthony, American Murder on Hulu, made a point to say, well, if you have so many people, you know, so many people had thoughts on this case that the only ones you're going to find that don't to be jurors are, you know, kind of, and then you get the outcome that you got.
Wait, are you know what? What do you mean?
You know what I mean? Like, if you, most people are actually,
I'm not trying to be facetious.
I mean, most people think that she did it. So anybody that you're going to find on the juror, like,
is going to be biased. To not think she did it?
Maybe. Something like that. Yeah, that's kind of what they were saying. Because it's like, there was just so much of her behavior. Like, it was just like, between the jail visits and her being like, surprise, about Kaylee being found dead.
I can't believe that. Can we like find that clip and play it?
Find it. Look, it's on the first episode of the ID thing, so if you guys want to look it up. Yeah, it's
what if I just Google Casey Anthony, surprise?
See if it comes up. But, anyway, the jury, the trial kind of even started off a beat dramatically. The judge that was essentially assigned to the case recuses himself. We don't know a reason why.
We do know why. It's because the defense claimed that he was biased against her, and they had all these like things of him, like he befriended this crazy blogger who was publishing all these like clickbait weird things, he claims that they weren't actually friends. And then there was like a call to him. Like, I don't know. It was weird.
Oh, so there was some sketchy stuff revolving around this judge, Stan Strickland, who recused himself. So Belvin Perry Jr. takes over and the trial starts. And as we know, Jose Baez is Casey's attorney. And we have a prosecution who basically... Their argument, the whole thing is, I mean, I think the prosecution also thinks that they have a layup, because I think with the media stuff and the fact that, like, Casey has acted so terribly in this whole thing, they essentially explain that Casey used chloroform to knock Kaylee out, then put duct tape over her mouth and nose. And essentially, again, they're just using pictures of Casey dancing to paint this picture of a mom who didn't want to have a kid anymore.
Yeah.
And they're like, Kaylee was tying her down. She didn't want to live this life with her kids. So she has no remorse. So she essentially did what she needed to do to live the life that she wanted. That was kind of their whole argument. The defense would argue that the duct tape was used to seal the plastic bag. Again, like we said, the duct tape is pretty much another witness in this. I mean, the duct tape was used to hold on her jaw. Yeah. It was used to do the bag. It was on a gas can.
The duct tape gave a statement to CNN.
It's like how New York is the fifth Sex and the City girl.
Exactly. Yeah. The duct tape was also on trial here. The prosecution claims that she put Kaylee's body in her car for a few days before disposing of it. Because as we know, she did go and say that she was taking a road trip during this time, so who knows, but she was actually just living at her boyfriend's house. Chloroform traces were found in her trunk, which was an interesting thing, because there was, like, one of the experts was like, yeah, there was kind of high amounts, and then there was somebody else that was like, chloroform's kind of, it's not crazy for it to be found in places, like, it's in a lot of things. Yeah,
how do you encounter chloroform?
Trash and plants and all this stuff, like, they were just basically, somebody else was just kind of like, it's not actually that crazy, but the other person was like, yeah, but in the amounts that we found, that's a little bit much.
I'm also, I kind of want to circle back to this duct tape, because I'm like, I just don't get how, like, it would have migrated to close the bag magically. Yeah.
It was found on her face.
Yeah. Right. I'm like, that seems a little suspect.
Yeah, they had, like, there was this, like, very strong moment in the case, in the trial, where the prosecution actually morphed a picture of Kaylee alive to a picture of the skull with the duct tape, that I think was very powerful. I couldn't even imagine being a person sitting and seeing that affecting you, but... So the chloroform traces were found. June 6th, 2011, forensic expert testifies that the only plausible explanation for the odor in the car is a decomposing human body. Because at this point, you know, we said that Casey had said there was pizza, and now her mom, who had initially said, oh, it smells like a dead body on the 911 call, now is like, oh, we found pizza there. Like, the mom kind of
recanted. Yeah, the mom is like, oh, I meant that as like a figure of speech. And I'm like,
I can't. I can't figure out Cindy, because even in those same tapes that we were saying of her in jail, like she also kind of like, when you listen to her talk to Casey, and the police also were like, when we got to the house, they were screaming at each other about stuff and they had like a very tumultuous relationship. Yeah. And then also like when she's interviewing her, when they're at the jail, there's also some kind of like weird stuff. They're also kind of fighting, and then when she calls her home and her mom's like, well, Casey, I don't know what you did, I don't know anything, and she's like, oh my god, mom, I don't even want to talk to you. It's like they have a very weird so I can't get a gauge on whether Cindy like thinks her daughter did this or is like trying to protect. I mean, one of the theories,
I think,
obviously,
she's kind of like in serious denial.
Yeah. And I think also it's like, oh, I've just lost my granddaughter, I need to save my daughter.
Yeah.
That's what I kind of feel too, because you're like, you can't, the law, you can't imagine losing two people that you love in
so essentially this decomposing body thing now becomes this old pizza being made stinky from the Florida sun. Also,
I feel like someone could have tested this.
Yeah, we need
that would have been good.
We need Zellner.
Let's get Mythbusters.
We need Zellner. Kathleen Zellner. Oh, remember, she tested everything for the Stephen Avery thing.
Even like Jose Baez, like, didn't they go to Scott Peterson's boat and like try to throw 150 pound weight? Mm-hmm. Like, they let's did. Get some pizza.
Heat up some pizza in a Pontiac Firebird. What the fuck are we doing here? Why are we fucking around? Get that pizza and that Firebird stack.
It's not delivery. It's duct tape.
Yeah. It's not delivery. Oh, Danny. That was bad.
Hi, Simon.
Nice. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Any Hooters. Okay. What? Casey, they found out that there had been a search on Casey's computer for chloroform and neck breaking. I did not read that part. That's crazy. And then here again.
Wait, but apparently she searched chloroform 84 times.
That's a lot.
I'm like, bitch, if you're not retaining the information, like, print it out. Like, so, what are you doing?
I know.
84 times.
I know.
I've never searched anything that many times.
Ask this is also. No, I have, like, Googled, like, can I lose weight from Oreos, like, probably 800 times.
As I was reading Jessica Simpson's book, I probably Googled, like, all the stuff she was talking about.
What a book. Okay, we'll get into it later.
What a book. What an open book. But here's another thing that Cindy kind of takes a rap for. Cindy says, no, that was me. I was looking up chlorophyll because animals were eating plants in the backyard, and then it kind of gave me the, like, Google was like, also people look at chloroform. So she's like, I was looking it up. It was me.
And was she hitting the, like, I'm feeling lucky button on Google search? Like,
who the
fuck
knows?
Like,
who the fuck knows? Weren't. But essentially the prosecution was like, so you made these searches? And she's like, yeah, I made the searches. And they were like, well, we have a time card here that says that you were at work at the time that these searches were made. And she's like, well, if the searches were made at that time, then I wasn't at work, I was home. So Cindy essentially now is just kind of like
covering.
I don't know. I mean, but also this poor woman, I mean, these people had so much going on. They had people outside their house all the time. Like, who knows?
I mean, I do feel bad, am just kind of like, come on.
Yeah. At one point also during the trial, they actually stopped the trial. One day they all came in and the judge was like, we have something going on. There's like a legal matter, because they were, the defense at one point was trying to say that Casey was unfit to sit trial. Mm-hmm. And then they had three psychologists come in and interview her and they were like, she's fine. So there was, that was also part of the trial. So there was a lot of twists and turns, but that was essentially the beginning with the prosecution trying to paint this picture. That Casey essentially this is their argument is that Casey used chloroform to put out Kaylee and then put the duct tape over her nose and mouth and then put her in a laundry bag and then put her in the garbage bag. The laundry bag, by the way, they did find was sold in pairs, and they found the matching pair at the Anthony house. Again, this could all just be like, hey, this is a small town of Florida, we all buy the same laundry bag, but Kind of an odd coincidence.
Line up like that, you have to kind of look into it.
Yeah, you can't really.
Yeah, that's the entire thing of The Outsiders on HBO. They're like, coincidences can mean things. So.
They can.
So then also, I feel like Casey does a thing that I feel like a lot of people on trial end up doing, where they just have every day they do like improv with their new, like, this is what happened. No, it actually, and then this, yes, and this, and like none of it like literally really lines up with one another. So First, we have that she claimed that the non-existent nanny kidnapped her.
Zane and then there was this rich benefactor involved mm-hmm. somehow.
Some Jeff that was helping out in a way.
Jeff.
And then she claimed that Kaylee drowned in the grandparents' above-ground pool, and the dad tried to help cover it up.
Yeah. Mm. They say that the dad was there the whole time.
The dad was there the whole time.
Yeah.
Because then, and then also once we started to get the dad into the picture, Casey started to open up more of accusing the father. She accused him of sexual abuse. And on top of that, helping her get rid of the body and intimidating her into keeping quiet.
So the whole defense's whole argument is that the reason, because the prosecution's like, Casey's lied. Her whole story is inconsistent.
Forever.
And the defense essentially was like, well, she's learned to lie because she had to lie about her dad every day of her life. Yeah. Like Jose Baez literally in the opening statements goes, she would be 13 years old and she would have her father's penis in her mouth in the morning.
Ew.
And then go and play with her friends in the afternoon like nothing happened because they had essentially, he'd been doing this since she was 9 years old. This is what they, and again, they never returned to it. They dropped this bomb in the opening statements and then they never said anything again. I mean, they called George was the first witness, but like, how fucking crazy
it's
is that?
It's insane. And then I know she accused her brother of assaulting her too, all these things, Lee. And of course, when they called George up, he denied any of this being true.
But you know what I will say? If you watch this, he, when they're like, did you sexually assault her? He's like, no, I did not. And then they're like, were you there for it when you saw, were you there? Did you, were you witness to Kaylee's death? That's when he fucking breaks down. You'd think that the whole thing, he'd be a little bit like, you know, like he was kind of like, he denied the sexual abuse. But then when it came to Kaylee, he's like, I'm so offended that you would think that. Like he wasn't offended at sexual abuse. He was offended that he helped cover up.
Well, I feel like an interesting thing with that too is like, one is like, if it's just for him, like one could be just hearsay.
Yeah.
And the other one is like, oh, this is actually my granddaughter who died.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know. Like, but nobody knows. I don't know how I would act in this situation, but I feel like I would vehemently deny both of them. I'd be like, hell no. And hell no. Like,
I mean, yeah, you just don't, when you're like on the witness stand, you don't get, like you can't really monologue, like you have to answer yes or no.
Well,
he
started crying with the Kaylee thing and he was just like, he's like, I'm so hurt that would be even a thought.
And I wondered,
but he didn't react that way to the sexual abuse thing. And then they show a tape of again, one of the interviews in jail, they show Casey and her dad. And she was like, I want you to know you were the best father. You know, you were, I'm so sorry. We've been so far apart lately. Like I so wanted to see. So like that also probably was a lie, but like, she was basically like, you did the best you could. I want you to know, like you were the best father. You were the best grandfather. Da 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 da.
Huh?
So
was that before or after the abuse allegations?
This is when she was in, this is before the trial. This is when she was in jail and they were doing all that stuff. Yeah. So she was
So then it kind of becomes like Tour Day Force or George Day Force, I guess. We're like, every day there's like a new thing that comes up.
Goodbye.
For him. I know.
So there was this woman, Crystal Holloway. Crystal is spelled with a K. We just have to address that.
Yeah. Okay. A K and a Y.
A Y. Yeah.
like the Bachelor Crystal.
Yeah. K like the jelly. So she claimed that she had an affair with George, Casey's father.
Oh, God.
And Crystal then claimed that George told her Kaylee's death was an accident that snowballed out of control. So she's sort of saying that he was talking about how he was involved with this murder, but it was an accident, whole thing, which, of course, George, like the other accusations that were being thrown at him, he denies.
Mm-hmm.
So then, obviously, this is like a very tense time for the entire family, and George being put on the trial, having all these accusations thrown at him. He attempted suicide on January 22nd, 2009.
Which is like before the trial starts, but Casey has already been in jail.
It was after they found Kaylee's body.
Kaylee's body,
So he drove himself to a hotel. Yeah. And he wrote a note to
Cindy. I cannot keep on going because it should be me that is gone from this earth, not her. I have lived many years. I am satisfied with my decision because I have never been the man you, Lee, Casey, and especially Kaylee Marie deserved. I have always let each of you down in more ways than I can remember. Yeah.
It also said something like Kaylee, I'm coming for you.
Aww.
Yeah, he was not okay.
No.
And they brought this all up. Again, the back-to-back questionings, you watch him lose it. They're like, did you sexually assault your daughter? He's like, I didn't. They're like, were you there for it? And he was like, I'm not. And they started crying and they're like,
were you having an affair?
They were like, no, they didn't say anything about the affair part. Well, and the thing that I watched with them, they were like, did you try to commit suicide? And he just lose it. They're like, do you need a minute? He's like, no, I have to figure out a way to get through this. He's like, I have to do this.
God.
And so they're like, yeah. He's like, I didn't, after Kaylee was found dead, I didn't want to deal with anything. So
that's really sad.
Yeah.
And then
it's a lot to go through.
It's a lot. Yeah. So then After having all the witnesses and everything, the defense rested on June 30th and Casey did not testify. Do we?
Which
we
is, no, that's that? Pretty common. It's actually not a good idea to testify.
And like, especially with someone like that.
I think this was also such a weird case. I don't know if they literally brought in so many like random, they brought in like an insect person to test insects around the area. They brought in a botanist to look at the grass and figure out how long. They brought in the tattoo artist. Like this
for
case
what?
Was full to
for her tattoo to figure out when she'd gotten it.
Yeah, they brought in the tattoo artist, I guess, just to talk about her demeanor. They're That's all because again, they were painting this picture of this woman, which essentially is the only thing the prosecution had. Like literally, the only thing the prosecution had was there was chloroform. Well, they had the remains, but they
I know,
but they couldn't prove how she died.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All they had was a piece of duct tape that they were like, this is the murder weapon. Essentially, right. they called, you know, that's all they had. And they thought, again, they thought this was like kind of a layup.
Would it be, and like, if you guys were on the juror hearing all of this information, what would you lean? I feel like I would assume she was guilty.
So, I don't know. I think maybe it was hard because they were seeking the death penalty. So,
that's also hard. Heavy, yeah,
I think that's a lot to like weigh on you if you're not sure.
Yeah, that could have played. Yeah. Because essentially, when I was reading this and you hear it all, like obviously, you know, we talk about bias and documentaries and stuff like that. Something must have happened in that courtroom to have them because they didn't even deliberate that long.
No.
10 hours, I think.
Ten hours. So there's something that happened. And according to one of the jurors that was interviewed, it was just that they couldn't prove. The prosecution just didn't make a case that
and
essentially
I think
said
that's your thing. You don't want to be iffy on a death penalty.
On a death penalty.
Yeah. Life in prison, whatever.
Yeah. I'm just so clearly she was involved, but like they couldn't prove anything.
Yeah. Right. So then on July 5th, 2011, Casey was found not guilty of first degree murder, aggravated child abuse, and aggravated manslaughter of a child. She was found guilty of 4 misdemeanor counts of providing false information to law enforcement.
That is like so ridiculous to me because also like why wouldn't they charge her with like some kind of count relating to like moving a body,
that's
something like that,
something like
which
that,
which is totally a felony. Like why wouldn't they do that?
But like the manslaughter is the lesser one, right? Which means that it wasn't premeditated.
Because that's
the thing that also was like they had to, the prosecution had to prove that this was premeditated, essentially, which is really hard to do, especially without any evidence. And that's the only way that they could have gotten the like the first degree murder charge.
Yeah, I don't get why they didn't get her on like some kind of like cover up, moving a body, something like
that.
Well,
essentially, they eventually Florida said, "Hey, you may not have done it, but like because you didn't report anything, you are part of this. Like you definitely aided in her death."
Well,
so Florida like re-countersued the Florida Child and Family Services.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I read that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then on July 7th, she was sentenced to 4 years in jail with credit for time served and fined $1,000 for each count.
So she had already been in jail for 3 years. So essentially, she had
that is
one,
a low fine.
1 year.
$1,000?
But wait, there's more.
But just like when you're because Sarah right there, you're like, I'll do this. I'll take out loans for college. And you're like, just $1,000. There's more.
There's more.
So she was released from jail on July 17th, 2011. So just a very finishing up the time short stint. But then on September 15th, Judge Perry ruled she owes authorities $98,000 for the cost of investigating Kaylee's disappearance.
Yeah.
And there's more.
Yes.
There's
more. And wait, there's
I
more.
Some, I have some
no
funny
whammy,
numbers
no whammy.
Here.
So later he rules she owes an additional. Like, this is already out of my tax bracket. Okay. It's $119,822.25.
Okay. How did he come up on this exact figure?
So here's the thing. Because Because Casey admitted to knowing that Kaylee was dead the whole time. She eventually admits to this.
Yeah.
So they're like, you wasted our time and our resources. Yep. So they broke down the things. So essentially, she had to pay $97,676.98 this cracks me up. There's all these different ones to the Florida law enforcement, the Metropolitan Bureau of Investigation, the Orange County Sheriff's Office, and then $50 to the state attorney.
Just $50?
Yes. And then the initial $119,822.25 is for the sheriff's office. So her grand total that she owes is $217,449.23.
What if she doesn't pay the 23 cents? Like, what if she pays everything else?
She's like, I don't have a quarter.
I have a friend who tells this amazing joke about like a hospital bill like that. He's like, why do they put cents on there? Like, I'm sitting there with my checkbook like, what's the cents on that? His name is Chris Cope. He's hilarious.
So true.
there's also a rumor going around, because obviously Casey at the time of all this stuff, because we know she didn't have a job, like Casey apparently only had like $1,000 to her name.
Well, yeah, she wasn't making money in jail.
So, I know. So of course there's media. Somebody that worked for Baez's office said that Casey would come out naked, that she was paying for her legal fees with sex and stuff like that, which I think is uncorroborated, but there was insiders. And so obviously,
wait, but how she was in jail?
I think when she, well, I mean, when, oh, when she, when got, they would out have to meet, yeah, and when they got out, like that she obviously had legal fees.
Right,
this
right,
is also
right.
Like, I literally fell asleep for the last 15 minutes of that.
I know, I'm just confused because I'm like, she's in jail. You have supervised visits with your attorney. You yeah. like how do they, like that 10 how would this have happened? Yeah. What they is there? Some, I need some to know insider. More.
Look at, look up the,
I'll look it up.
Yeah,
look
yeah.
It. I've just but never heard that before.
That was also, yeah, one of the, of course it was though. But I mean, like we said, it's like, there's a good looking woman. Of course she's using sex. Why would she not use sex? That's what all women do, right? That's what we do.
It's all we offer. Which the, in the
it kind of like that part, even though like I'm not a fan of Casey Anthony in the least, but like it does make me feel like, I mean, really, you're gonna say now that just because she's pretty, like she had to use sex, like you wouldn't have said that about fucking Eileen Wuornos. Wouldn't have been like, she's fucking her attorney. Right,
that's true.
To pay, because she was also broke.
Yeah,
and but like also, because Casey wasn't she a sex worker?
She was. Yeah. Yeah.
So she would be the one more likely too, but. Yeah. But it's like
that's so weird because
it just
Casey,
adds to a fun it like a way, like an added story to kicking her down.
It's just it's just another way so that then, they're like women only use their vaginas.
So then January 25th, 2013, the appeals court throws out two of her convictions for providing false statements the same day she filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy.
Yeah, yep. I mean, this woman does not have $200,000 and 23 cents or whatever the fuck.
And a funny lesson.
I don't have that.
If you remember the fake Zanny the Nanny.
So, Zanny the Nanny.
Zanny Gonzalez, she sued Casey
the
Anthony,
real one.
The real one, yeah. For defamation, but the judge threw the case out.
Because she said she lost houses, she lost her apartment, she lost her job.
I mean, you, like, what boggles my mind is like, again, she has a very specific name. I feel like that once it's this weird comes out of the media,
like, where'd
like,
you get that name,
where did she get it, people it would obviously be connected to you. Also, the guy who found the bodies also tried to sue for
the
defamation
because they he says that they implied that he kidnapped her and moved her body around.
They did,
but the court also was like, you have no proof. These are also some things. There was like a 10-year later
a 10-year reunion.
Casey is also given one that I was in the middle of reading again. It's with like Insider Edition or something.
Inside Edition. Come on, she's
not
Casey
Inside
Anthony.
Edition. No, it was.
I was
a
like, she could
one.
Go at least to People Magazine.
No, I forget what it was called. But there's a 10-year thing. But there was also they had a couple like CNN had this thing where it was like a couple people involved in the case, and this is what they've said years later. So Judge Blevins, who even on the documentary is kind of like, I reread the statement numerous times just to make sure that it was right because I was shocked. He was like, he said the reason the not guilty according to the jurors is because the state could not prove how Kaylee died, which is again what we said.
Yep.
The medical examiner, which I think they called Dr. G, was like this woman. The medical examiner in Florida was actually this woman who had her own TV show at the time or her own radio show.
So fucking Florida.
So Dr. G says that they took the truth out of the case and clearly like didn't listen to science. She's like, clearly the body was put in two plastic bags, a canvas bag, then thrown behind the logs and was also duct taped. Like the mouth was duct taped. It was clearly a homicide. Like she's like, I don't understand how science didn't prevail on this one. Like it was clearly obvious that this child was murdered. A detective says, again, when he was talking about, he's like, she was just never remorseful when she was filling out her paperwork. She wasn't frantic at all. She was just talking about how she wanted to be a personal trainer. This conversation was all about Casey and not about Kaylee at all. And then the friend, Clint, was just basically saying, all of a sudden, Kaylee wasn't with her coming by, and Casey always shrugged it off. Her demeanor didn't change at all. And he was quoted in saying, I don't believe anything you saw about her got it wrong. The justice system got it wrong. And this is somebody who was like living at the boyfriend's house when she was essentially living there. He was like, I think the justice...
I mean, yeah, I still am surprised that she got acquitted.
What do we think? What do you guys think actually happened? Do we believe in this like drowning theory?
Well, do you believe that the dad was involved?
I don't.
I feel like, because also if he had so much remorse, and also if he was writing a suicide note, he would have probably, I feel like, included something with that in there. I feel like he just he was just a hurt.
Yeah,
like he lost his granddaughter.
Yeah, I don't think that he had anything to do with it.
No.
I mean, come on. I think she did it.
Yeah.
Do we know anything about this Crystal Holloway who claims that like he was saying this was an accident gone wrong?
I don't really know.
The, kind of like towards the end of the trial, it had like kind of become a bit of a shit show because they had to like dismiss for a recess one day because Casey like was ill. And then like, I feel like at the end was like when all this random shit started to come out.
Yeah. It's just like, I just don't know. Even if like, say what happened is that you walk outside and your daughter's accidentally drowned. Like, would your first thought immediately be like,
let's cover it up? Okay, so this is a thing that Marcia Clark says on her podcast.
That's wild to me.
Was like, they were basically just saying like, and they had interviewed like some legal expert or something. And she was like, in pretty much every drowning case of a child, like you call 911. Like that's just what you do. Well, yeah. So that was like a big point of contention for her.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Why would you immediately be like, oh, we have to hide the evidence?
Especially because George was a police officer. So like, I'm torn between like, wouldn't he be more likely to call the cops or less? Because he knows. But
do you think that she drowned? Do you think George wasn't there and it was just?
Yeah, I don't think that he was really there.
Only Casey thing.
Also, like, I was thinking, like, I guess there's too many chemicals in the pool. I'm like, because there's no way to test the pool to see. But I guess there's bodies in there all the time.
Yeah.
And she probably. Oh my god!
I was like, what? And no, then I was just like, people swimming.
Yeah.
You're like, there's bodies in there all the time. I'm like, how many people do you think they murdered in their pool? But, got it.
Like, do you think that she actually did drown and Casey covered up, or do you think that Casey accidentally killed her a different way?
I don't think that it was necessarily like a premeditated murder. I think it could have still been like a crime of passion type thing.
That's what I was
like.
Thinking
she just
too.
Got fucking overwhelmed and was like, I'm done with this. You know, maybe Kaylee was like being difficult or something. Like, she's two. So, and then like she just kind of snapped, maybe.
Because that's it, like after I feel like it was probably months of neglect as a parent, and then that added to being like, ugh, coming home drunk one night or like doing something and then just snapping.
But they did say on the podcast that I listened to that like a thing that convinced the jury was like all these photos and videos of like Kaylee and Casey and like her being a good mother and them having a good relationship that did convince them.
Mm-hmm. But you can, yeah, I mean, she's a good mother. Do you think she snapped?
Yeah. But then I'm like, what about the chloroform searches? I don't know.
Do you not believe that Cindy made this?
She was at work.
She was at work. I didn't know that she looked up breaking neck.
That's a...
Yeah, I read that in like a couple places.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a little cause for concern. But I think we nailed it on the head. I think if it wasn't the death penalty, she might have been convicted.
Yeah, so maybe too. Because
that's also a thing. No one wants to like be the person, be like going to sleep at night being like, oh, I don't know if I should have done that or not.
Right. Even with like Jody Arias, who we know obviously killed Travis Alexander, they kept going back and forth so much on the death penalty. What do you think, Casey? I feel like you've been avoiding giving your thoughts.
Because it's so hard. Like, I think it was an accidental death that just Casey didn't know how to deal with. And I don't.
Do you think she drowned in the pool?
I could see, because there was, that's also a picture that in the trial, the defense used a picture of, it's like a back shot of Kaylee essentially opening the door to the patio.
Oh, so right. Showing
that she could open the door by herself. So I don't think George was involved. I think that she went in. I don't want to think that Casey's like watched her drown, but it's like.
Because you're feeling, because she did seem like a neglectful mom at times and was preoccupied obviously with like having more of a youthful life. She wasn't always having a watchful eye on Kaylee.
Yeah, because it's like she lived at home with her parents. Like they were like doted on her. Like she could kind of still, she didn't really have to, like as a single young mom, she wasn't necessarily struggling. She didn't have to pay any bills. She didn't have to buy anything. You know what I mean? Like,
so she wasn't the only one like watching her daughter.
So
all
I think
time.
That she didn't have like, maybe there wasn't a firm grasp on the responsibility. And maybe, yeah, like there was a day that like the parents were out and she was like, oh, fuck, I actually have to watch my kid or some. I don't know. I think the drowning thing is plausible. I Where I don't get it is how you could pick up your daughter from that pool and then put her in a bag.
And then drive her around in your trunk.
And then also...
And then lie to everybody for over a month.
And then also and the duct tape doesn't make sense if the child is already passed. Why would you then also need to cover their mouth?
And I just don't believe that this... I don't buy the that the duct tape magically migrated from sealing the bag to her jaw.
No, that's not how duct tape works.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
What do you think, Danny?
I was kind of feeling with Sarah that it is something where it's like, because with the duct tape too, showing everything, you're kind of just like, it's a hard reality, but I feel like there's too many steps after that would come from an accidental death.
Yeah.
Where it's like, why if it's accidental, why are you putting in a car, running around, hiding from everybody? They should have just it's more of you owe it
lying
to it
for
faster.
Over a month. Yeah. And not even having... Because even the thing with the Blockbuster, it's even on the day that even if it was an accidental death, even on that day, she's going to Blockbuster, acting like everything's fine.
On the same day.
On the same day, Casey yells 3 feet from the mic.
getting tattoos, Bella Vita.
Oh my God. Yeah. Also, why would that be the choice that you would make?
I know.
It's your basic ass Florida bitch.
Yeah, but it's my
that
daughter just drowned.
Drop.
Life is beautiful. Yeah. What is the connect there?
Ugh.
I don't get it. Casey is rushing out, but Danny and I are now going to transition to talking about Real Housewives.
We have 7 more hours.
I was going to say just kidding, but I'm am I kidding?
I know, but I'm what's going on? I mean,
I know, but yeah. So I don't know. That's the case.
I feel that's the Casey case.
Case. Honestly, this one wasn't as big of a monster as I thought. I think Scott Peterson was way worse
to
research.
Scott Peterson had
so much shit going on, but also so little evidence that I was I don't even know what to think.
Because that's the thing. This one is unfortunately a little bit more, at least I think in everyone's mind, a little more clean cut.
Yeah.
All the evidence is laid out right there.
Yeah.
Type of thing. And yeah.
With Scott Peterson, it's this is what maybe happened. Oh, but then he had this affair. But this is what could have happened with the burglary. And
and he's driving and then he's in Paris for New Year's, but he's not.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Paris for New Year's.
Paris for
that
New Year's.
That dude.
How romantic. Right,
yeah. But I don't know.
I know. But I guess if you guys have your own thoughts or takeaways, let us know because I always like to hear about that because it is. And I also do think it is almost. Unfortunately, it's one of those cases that's JonBenet almost, where everyone has their own opinion on it. And there's a lot of passionate ideas of what people think happened. So we're down to...
Yeah. Also, is it bad that I want to Google chloroform now? Because I'm just where do you get it? How does one even procure chloroform? Why is that your go-to murder method? I don't understand.
That's what I don't get either. I feel
that just looks sketch.
Yeah. It's very sketchy and almost not existent and also a TBT because wasn't that from isn't that an olden days thing?
So old with the rag and
yes,
the chloroform.
That's exactly
what
I was thinking.
And also I read something in some news article that's I don't even know if they would have needed the duct tape because even a small amount of chloroform could kill a child.
Well, that's it's a 2-year-old. You're not.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Don't buy chloroform.
Don't Google anything.
Don't Google neck breaking.
No.
Or something like that.
Those are just say steer clear, steer clear.
Yeah, use an incognito browser.
Or you do the private browser for whatever you need to take care of.
Right. The police definitely don't know about those.
No, I'm sure. Yeah, that's my favorite. I'm like, no, these searches are still saved somewhere.
Yeah, obviously. Whatever.
Okay, whatever.
I think that's pretty much all my thoughts on this case. Never want to talk about it again.
I know.
Because I don't even have that strong of an opinion one way or the other.
No, it's one of those ones. I'm just it's hard to... I get in such moments with cases with children. I'm like,
it's
hard to really wrap my head around that much because I just get so sad for the kid.
I know.
That's kind of my last thing. I'm like, whatever way we slice and dice it, that's awful, probably poor term. But it's you just lost someone who's so innocent. It just really makes
I know. I think my only strong opinion is that she should have gotten more jail time.
Well, that's also, I feel like it's an interesting thing where I'm we shouldn't be throwing, and I feel like we've toned down on it. We can't just be telling everyone, I think they get the death penalty because I think that is exactly what played a part into this. People being I don't want to, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
That's interesting. Ugh.
Well, that's the episode, guys.
That's the episode. So
thanks for listening.
Yeah, follow the podcast, NATC Pod. DM your thoughts, theories, feelings.
Anything we missed, there's so much information.
So much information.
Whatever.
You can follow me at Cashmere Danny, Cashmere with a K.
Follow me, Sarah F. Carter. Follow Casey, Caseface B, with a C.
With a C. And we'll be back at you next week.
Yep.
Hillary Duff deserves the world.
Not Another True Crime Podcast is hosted by Casey Balsham,
Danny Murphy,
and Sarah Levine.
Our editor is Mike Coscarelli.
Our podcast managers are Sean Kilby and Mike Coscarelli.
Social media by Sarah Levine.
Artwork by Brittany Levine. Be sure to follow us at NATCpod on Instagram.
Betches.